while you guys are all up in arms.
Log Talk Radio.
I want y'all to remember that. Because she herself said women are jealous of her. Mm-hmm.
Somebody has to play that role. But that's the least you can do. Because you can't even do that. You can't even do that. And without me sharing the whole time, you feel that you can't. So, oh, by the way, girl, I know that you do. I'm trying to do this too. 13,000 views. Watch this bitch. You got that view package, girl. Oh, yeah, y'all know? Go look it up. Google, buy YouTube live view. You can do it. If you've never had that, you need to figure out how to do it. Hold them on view. Or comment there with people up to the view. Oh, and two, stop tricking these people, making it seem like you'd be having all these live viewers. We all know the T girls.
Goodbye, bye, 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 bye,
Let that sink in too. Now I'm just leaving. I'm gonna let that go. I'm gonna let that be like that. I'm gonna keep letting them trick you if you want to.
I ain't here to tear it down, but what y'all not gonna do is keep playing my plan. Just hold this volume, dude. So now. Okay. Picture of Cardi B. Are we here? Are we ready to go? Is it on? Is this bitch recording? What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are live in the studio back with another video. So I'm not going to do the this sounds good right now. Hopefully I'm sounding good to y'all, but I'm not going to do the sound effects right now because Cheryl, I don't want this to throw me off sync, because I got a lot to get into in a short amount of time. All right, so the first things I want to talk about is, well, the first thing is, if you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. And if you're new, welcome and hello. All right, y'all. So let's jump into it. So Cardi B basically is not apologizing for the statements that were made. And so a lot of people have mixed reviews on this. Now, I'm going through a particular situation myself that's pretty, you know, similar to it, where it's like, okay, you apologize, but then should you apologize or should you not apologize? Now, in her particular situation, I do think that Cardi B should apologize. Hold on. I do think that Cardi B should most definitely apologize in this situation. If you guys don't remember what she did, she basically went off on Access Hollywood and basically said that she hoped the reporter's mom catches AIDS. Okay. And so she caught a lot of fire behind that. She got a lot of heat. A lot of people was like, girl, you need to apologize. You know, even me here, I tried to give her a compliment on some music, and people were dragging me like, no, we want to hear you talk about the fact that she was talking about, you know, people having AIDS and things like that. So she went on Instagram, and this is what she said. Okay, that's what she said. Now, if you ask me, I think she was dead wrong. Listen, like I said, I like Cardi B. I don't have a problem with Cardi B. But this is the issue that I'm having with Cardi B. If you want people to respect you, if you want people to talk about your music, if you want people to see you in a different light and not be dragging you all the time, then, girl, you have to take responsibility for the things that you said, and you have to acknowledge that you were wrong and just apologize for it. You know what I mean? You should. And maybe she doesn't want to apologize to the general public because she feels as though, like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. You know, she can't win either way. However, she does have some fans out there who will become – who have HIV and or who will become HIV positive in the near future. It's just what it is. And so some of those fans she has offended. She probably has a lot of women, men, whatever. It's just not a gay thing. It's just not a woman thing. It's HIV and AIDS is a real serious thing that people are dealing with on a daily basis. It's a life-changing thing that happens to people. It's a virus in people's body that really is a mental, you know, it takes a lot. You get what I mean? It takes a lot for someone to really accept that that is their new life, okay? And for her to use that as a weapon is very hurtful. So she should have at least made a statement, in my opinion, for the people who have been affected by HIV and AIDS in any way, whether you are friends, or maybe you have it yourself, or maybe a family member. Hey, I do apologize for, you know, saying those things and using it as a weapon, because you know what? Somebody's mom probably did have AIDS. Somebody's dad probably did have AIDS, and they probably lost their parent or something like that to AIDS. You get what I'm saying? So it's, and they probably support Cardi B. You know what I mean? So that's the unfortunate part. That's the sad part. And I think that's the part where she should have most definitely apologized for it. So she should have definitely apologized for that. However, on the flip side, because I got to play devil's advocate, we live in a climate to where you can only apologize so many times and people are not going to accept it. So people want to live in the place of hatred or disdain for you because you said what you said. So I can also understand why she's like, well, I'm not apologizing because no matter what I say, people are still going to find a reason to not like me. So you know what? Screw them. I'm not apologizing. However, I do think that she should have made that first initial attempt. I don't think she needed to continue to apologize over and over and over and over and over and over again. I definitely feel like she should have addressed it though. However, the reason why I don't feel like she feels like she has to is because, like I said before, she does not see any repercussions. She doesn't get any flack for any of the things that she's done. You know, they probably have these meetings like, you know, the fans are the fans. It is what it is. But people, that's part of her brand to be kind of reckless and disrespectful. And people are still endorsing it. People are still putting money behind her. And people just chalk it up to, you know, she's ratchet. She's just Cardi B. It's her personality. And that's not fair. Okay? Because had it been, let it be like, let it be a black man or somebody like that, they would be make the LGBT, the white LGBT community would be shutting stuff down. You get what I'm saying? And you know, endorsements would be lost. All kind of things would be coming out over these individuals. You know what I mean? So I think that she should get the same kind of treatment. She at least needs to know that, hey, some of the stuff you're doing is not cool. So I definitely think that she should apologize because I think what she's done was very disrespectful. It was very rude, and it doesn't allow people to talk about the music. See, here we are again, you know, talking about the fact that she refuses to apologize to people. And initially, that was a little bit of the reason why I kind of started not to kind of like her is because she would do stuff like this and then be like, oh, well, it is what it is. Like, I don't care. I'm not apologizing. It's like, girl, just admit it. Like, you were wrong. Just say that you were wrong and move on. That's my whole thing. So, it just is what it is. I think Cardi B, you have your talent in some kind of way. However, you are you definitely should take responsibility, but it's never going to change until someone actually reprimands her and makes her have to apologize publicly. She right now she kind of feels, you know, invincible. She kind of feels like she can get away with the world. I told you back when she threw that shoe at the Harper's Bazaar and then Anna Wintour still booked her, you know, for Fashion Week, and she still gets invited to those parties and she still gets invited to stuff, you know, so that her behavior is acceptable, which is not cool. And so I understand the outrage there. I understand why a lot of people are offended. I understand why a lot of people get upset when it comes to her, because she's blatantly shown that she does not care. She does not care. So I want to know what some of you guys think. We're going to take a couple calls, then I'm going to address some things, and then we'll take a couple calls. All right. So let me take a call. 217-17. You always call in. Come on, Bill. What's going on?
Hi, Armand. So this is what I have to say. When are we going to start holding her accountable for her actions? Cardi B makes so much money. She's at a place in her life where her team needs to be running her social media because she does not know how to act accordingly. I mean, yes. If this was Nicki Minaj, if this was Beyonce or Rihanna, hell, if this was even Wendy Williams, they would be losing so many, they would have so many repercussions for them just being a black woman. You know what I'm saying? If losing so many endorsements, it will be chaos. But here we have this Latino woman who people likes to make excuses for. They say, oh, it's a part of her character. Oh, she's uneducated. She's ratchet. No, we need to quit making excuses and hold her accountable.
Absolutely.
Why isn't Pepsi pulling away from her? Why isn't she losing endorsements? You know what I'm saying? Why is she keep being rewarded for her behavior? It's sickening. And one more thing I want to say, when was it okay for us as black people to allow other races to say the N-word? Why is it okay that people other than black can say the N-word? It's disgusting. I don't care if you're Puerto Rican. I don't care if you're Chinese, white, whatever. Why are you saying that word? You don't know the origins of that word. You don't have the right to say that word. But I find it ironic that I see so many white men and Latina women saying the N-word. You don't have that right to say it. And we as black people, we should be offended by it. Cardi B has said on countless terms, the N-word. She's referenced black people to being roaches. But here we are as black people still supporting her. Just like we're supporting Evelyn Lozada when she called a black woman a monkey.
We'll get into that. All right, thank you. We're going to get into that towards the end. You can call back in when we get to that, but I'm not going to dwell on that too long. Let's take a couple more calls on this Cardi B situation. Let's see. 215-6724.
Hello?
Do you think that Cardi B should apologize?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello, I'm on?
Oh, sorry, I hung up. Call back in. Okay, let me do another one. Do you think that Cardi B should apologize? 317-3352. You're live on the air. Okay, they're not ready. Let me do one more. 816-7635, you're live on the air. Should Cardi B apologize?
No. She only, okay. I mean, everybody got, they got freedom of speech. It's freedom of speech. If it was against the law, then I could see something happening. But no, it was disrespectful. You could say it was disrespectful, but she ain't got to apologize. That's how she felt. That's how she felt. Just like Armand, that's how you feel. I don't like OG either. She looked like a monkey. You ain't got to apologize. That's how you felt.
Okay. But thing is, though, I think that the HIV and AIDS comments is a little bit harsher than saying someone looks like a monkey. I think that we have people dealing with that all the time, and I think she has fans that have been affected by that virus, so she should have at least apologized to those fans that have been affected by it.
But it wasn't a blanket statement. You see what I'm saying? It wasn't like she said, skip everybody got HIV. She said this one person. I hope your mama get HIV. Everybody knows she probably didn't really technically mean it, but she was upset in that moment. And just like she said, everybody get upset. You get mad.
Yeah.
People be men's with wigs. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then they called you all kind of transphobic. But you part of the community, too. That don't make no sense.
Well, we're gonna touch on that in a minute. I'm about to actually touch on that in like 1 second. So you stay here for that because I'm gonna touch on it briefly. Hold on. Let me see something. Hold on, because I think I done heard my dough. Was that your dough opening, Cheryl?
That was my dough.
Okay. I'm like, girl, let me see. Somebody just walked up in here, Cheryl. I'm finna have to go clean off. Y'all finna really get into some things live. Hold on now. Let me make sure. All right. Thanks, love. Hold on, because I'm like, child, let me make sure. Hold on, we're going to get into some things. All right, so make sure y'all hold it here real quick, because I'm going to address some things that's been going on today. All right. And so I see a lot of people saying to me, you know, I'm being hypocritical. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. No, because I kind of feel Cardi B on both sides. So I'm in a situation, if you guys haven't realized, I made a statement. It was less than flattering for a lot of people. So a lot of people are upset by it. And you know what? I did apologize for it. I'm not going to apologize again for it because I've apologized too many times. Okay. However, like Cardi B said, which I can understand, sometimes it's like, well, you apologize. At what point do you just stop apologizing? Because it doesn't matter what you said. People are still not going to like you because of what you said. You get what I'm saying? So you can say things, but it's still not going to change the way people want to feel about it. You know what I mean? If people don't want to accept your apology, you can't kill yourself trying to apologize to people who don't want to accept it. It is what it is. However, in her case, I feel like some of her fans and some of the people would actually have appreciated if she was like, you know what? My bad, y'all. I was a little heated. You know what I mean? Because people, honestly, they kind of understood why she went off, because it's like, all right, well, they played you trying to talk about your kid, so I get it. But at the same time, I think it would have been a bit more respectful for her to apologize. Now, I have to say, if she would have called another girl a roach, I kind of feel like it would have been a different. I feel like a little bit more people would have been in more of an uproar. A lot of people are really not feeling pressed by this because a lot of black women are not really feeling triggered by the HIV statement. That's why a lot of people are kind of like, well, we don't care if she apologized, if not, because they don't feel like they can relate to the HIV statement. But there's a whole nother community of people that can relate to that, where is if she would have called someone a roach, y'all would have been up her ass about apologizing. You get what I'm saying? So she should apologize. She definitely should apologize. Okay. Now, when it comes to me, I want to ask you guys this. I want to let everybody know, and this is the last time I'm talking about it because this is that on that, and we moving on. But shout out to you, after we've lost like 200-300 subscribers, shout out to 900 people still being here. You know what I mean? Shout out to y'all. Shout out to my members. It is what it is. But I know what it's like now being a public figure, and I never really I guess I wanted it, but I'm like, oh God, it's like, I actually like the days when I could just kind of say what I want to say. That's kind of why I like my Instagram right now, because my Instagram really ain't popping like that. So I don't got to really worry about the takedown and stuff. I can post what I want to post, and it is what it is, you know. But we're in this era of censorship, right? And, you know, you're not having an opinion. However, I just would like to, you know, challenge the viewers, to the 900 people that are watching and to the people that will watch later on. I just honestly want to challenge you guys all to actually pay attention to a lot of these creators that are making commentary, that are pushing the narrative against me and what I said. Okay. I want you guys to really look and see where it's coming from and why are they doing it? What are they getting out of it? Okay. Are they doing it? Are they really invested in, you know, the black woman? Are they really here for the black woman? Or is this a moment in time where, you know, unfortunately, my back is against the wall and I'm on the ground, and that they can use this moment to kick it in and kind of like taunt me? And or is this really to uplift black women? Because I can tell you, there's a blogger right now that I know for sure doesn't care about OG or the black women situation. Literally, that fool only cares about going live with my name in the title, so that he can get subscribers, and hopefully the black women that we've lost that's donated over here will go to his channel and pay for him in his car. You know what I mean? Literally. But we'll pretend that he's here for black women. You get what I'm saying? And if that's what you want to buy into, I totally get it. But understand, if you look at the people that's making the videos about me, you have to ask yourself, well, why are they making the videos about him? What are they really getting out of it? And that's what brings me to Tasha K, the person who, you know, has said time and time again, she was never addressing me. She was never addressing, you know, all of these things. Right. But yet, anytime something drastically happens to me on the internet or someone, she tries to find a way to insert herself and in a way to try to, you know, kind of kick me while I'm down. Now, let's take her for an example. She wrote this whole thing. I didn't even really read the whole thing, but she was basically saying, as a gay man, what does she say? I don't even know, child. Let me get it up. I just want to put this in perspective. I'm not mad. I just want y'all to understand when you guys are being – I want you guys to be able to identify people manipulating an emotional situation right now. A lot of content creators are manipulating an emotional situation right now because there's this takedown agenda on Armand Wiggins. And we're going to, and it's cool, because when you're chosen, when you're a king, when you're self-made and can't be built by another human being, it doesn't matter if you lose it all. I've lost it all before in life and I've built it back up. You get what I'm saying? So no man is going to be able to take me down. However, I just want you guys to notice what's going on here. So I'm not saying this for you to subscribe or unsubscribe, but I just want you guys to be aware of what's actually going on. Okay, so she's talking about our oppressors aimed for is working. Our black men turn against the very woman that birthed them and will die for them. He doesn't understand that there's a genocide agenda against us. First, our black men abandon us. Then they hate us and it integrates with us. Like, she just really went in. Like, she was just so pro-black women, okay? And then, you know, it saddens me when I see a dark-skinned black gay man call another dark-skinned woman a monkey and ugly. When I last checked, both groups were oppressed and discriminated against and fighting for liberalism. And what he says about her is what the world thinks about both, right? But this is the same woman who has built a career off of tearing down homes and families of black women and black people. This is the same woman who built a career, has a whole channel of exposing black women's dirty laundry and black men's dirty laundry to white America, exploiting black people issues for a come up on YouTube. This is the same woman who does that. The same woman who's made a career off of that, exploiting black people, exposing black people. This is the same woman. So I'm just saying, when y'all go in, because y'all mad at me and y'all are centering your anger and misplacing your anger all towards me, I just want you guys to know, yeah, she might be your champion now because you're mad at me, but this is the same woman who dragged Lovely T, and Lovely T is a black woman, African. This is the same woman who talked about Ugly T being ugly, said Lovely T cannot dress. It's the same woman that said that Candace was ugly, Daytime T, This is the same woman who said that she would never hire a female co-host. This is the same woman who said that because women are jealous of her. Black women. She would never hire another black woman. She would never work along a black woman. So she wouldn't hire a gay male, another gay man, to do her dirty work. A down low gay man. She went and had a down low gay man move into her home to be her water boy. Come on. Come on. Come on. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about black women. She is the same woman who had her down low assistant make a video dragging Candace from daytime tea time, all because Candace turned 29 and people didn't realize the age she was. So this down low man, this down low gay man who is not comfortable with his sexuality, okay, went and literally dragged daytime tea time. So while all you guys are championing that squad over there, remember, this is the same one who dragged that black lady over there for just celebrating her birthday. So I want y'all to keep that same energy. I just want y'all to remember what's going on. So I just want everybody to see what's going on, because I said what I said. But all these people making these videos, y'all can let them manipulate you if you want to. Because if you can point me out to one person that's making these videos that haven't said anything about black women or haven't said anything wrong, then that's okay. I'll take that. But don't send me no videos. You know, Tasha Gay, do not speak out on me when your whole platform is about exposing people and tearing people down. And then you even endorse down low men to drag women. So I see what you're trying to do. It's going to work for you for a minute. However, you're not going to be able, I don't care how many gay men you have move and have come live with you. I don't care how many walls you have to paint. I don't care how many extra sets you build and try to give someone a platform. You cannot take me down. You can try to kick me while I'm down. I'm having a moment right now of vulnerability. That's fine. But guess what? If everybody unsubscribed today, the body of work that I put in was never going to go away. I bust my butt. I do what I do. I'm not perfect. I've offended people. It is what it is. I've apologized. That's all I could do. But guess what? I'm self-made. You didn't make me. Okay? So you can make all those individuals over there like you're doing. You can create them from the ground up. However, I'm different. So no matter what weapon you try to get towards me, I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to use the emotions of the people right now to add fuel to this fire. When in fact, you've done some of the same things that I've done, girl. So just stay out of it, to be honest. That's all. No shade. People saying, don't bring Tasha. She brought herself into this when she was talking about me. So the next person that says anything about it, block them. If you trying to say I can't bring her up, block her. Now you can go to her page. But I'm just saying she inserted herself into this, so I responded to her. However, all I'm saying is I said what I said. I'm not going to keep apologizing about it, and I'm done talking about it today. Today was the last day that I was talking about it, and now I'm moving on so y'all can have at it. Because honestly, for us to lose so many subscribers, we still hitting good numbers. So shout out to the people that are still here and watching, okay? Now, before I get off of this topic, Tasha Kate, last other thing too, girl. Stop lying to the people. and having them thinking that you're not buying your views, because you definitely buying your views, girl. 13,000 views just off of the, you buying your views, okay? If y'all don't believe that you can buy live stream views, Google it. Google buy YouTube live views. Sis is buying her views. They don't be adding up to the comments. So now that's that on that. I'm moving on. Stop tricking these people, girl. All right. 215-6724. We're not talking about her. Just talk about Cardi B.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm on.
Yes.
Hi again. What I need to say, Cardi B need to change her behavior for the new year coming. Because
yes.
They use a word and say, America does build you and break you. Same way the industry does build you and break you. So she need to change her ways. And if little Kim and Remy is her friend, they should put her to sit down and speak to her.
Yeah.
Don't talk, and little Kim shouldn't talk silliness because she never run a marathon. That she run a track and feel that she giving up now, that you know she retiring. So she passing her touch to Cardi B. Stop talking that silliness for a grown ass woman in the public in Manhattan. Stop it. It's not looking nice. You're making black folks look shame. You know what I mean? Come on.
Yes. Yes.
And with that, have a good day because other people on the line waiting. Thank you for hearing me out. Okay?
Thank you, Bo.
Yes.
All right, let's take another one. 832-4657, you live on the air. Excuse me.
Hello again, Armand. It's me again from last night.
Oh, hey, what's going on, Bo?
I'm doing all right. Okay, so about the whole thing with Cardi B not apologizing on the heels of, you know, I'm damned if I do or damned if I don't. And even you, Armand, it's like this. When you apologize to people, all it takes is one time. It's not entirely... okay, about them accepting it. Because when you apologize to someone, it is up to them to do whatever it is they want with it. Now, if they choose not to accept your apology or her apology, then it's on them. Cardi B needs to retract that statement. She needs to apologize to because she has offended a lot of people. And
right.
He said to me that I see she in the regular, I'm kind of upset that she has, in your words, represents them in such a bad light.
Yes.
So apologies is not just about, you know, the other person accepts it, although we would like that, okay? But it's not your fault if people just rather be mad at you. So
you breaking up. He breaking up pretty bad. All right. 919-7899. You live on the air. Hello? All right, they're not ready. Last caller. 757-4713. You live on the air.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Armand. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Okay, so with the Cardi B situation, it's very unfortunate that social media has made it comfortable and acceptable for Cardi B to come out and say these type of things, and people
right.
brush it off. I feel like we're so used to her just saying, like, all this crazy stuff and controversial stuff, and there's no accountability for it. Just like she has the endorsement with Reebok. Rick Ross
mm-hmm.
had an endorsement with Reebok. When he said that whole thing about putting the drug in a drink, they canceled his behind. You understand what I'm saying? So it just sucks that she can get away with this type of stuff. If Nicki said something like that on Queen Radio, we wouldn't even be hearing the end of that.
No, if it was anybody other than Cardi B,
right.
It doesn't matter who it is, we would be canceling them to the core. But somebody, I feel like it's somebody in her team or somebody with power told her, you don't have to apologize, don't worry about it. Like, somebody's giving her the okay. To not
yeah.
like the somebody's letting her know that you don't have to worry, you're good.
Yep, that is very true. And for her to even come out with like all the controversy that she's been receiving and stuff on that comment, for her to come out last night and say that she's not going to apologize, even if that is your case, you didn't want to apologize, you shouldn't even went live and even mention that to the people. You should have just let this have played out. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? As far as your situation. I'm not gonna lie. I was a little offended by it. However, you did apologize, and I do accept your apology. And I am a black gay man, and Armand, I do love seeing you doing your thing. I would love to see you make it to the top. I feel like in our culture, we do need somebody from our perspective, given our input. Like, I do want you to go that far. The only thing is Armand, yeah, you apologize, but if these type of things, like, say if you were to make it big, these little sound bites from you saying that type of stuff, these are going to be the things that people are going
to
try.
Right,
to
so I'm going to have to apologize about this forever. I get,
yes.
Trust me,
yes. And you are very entitled to your opinion. That is your opinion. I don't have an issue with that. My only thing is, I can already tell that you, I mean, before you even started the video, you said that this would be an uncomfortable conversation. I just feel like if it's something like that was an uncomfortable situation and you feel like your opinion may be an unbiased opinion, I mean, an unpopular opinion, just let the show rock out. Just let the callers call in and give their point of view, and you just stay neutral in this situation. Because, like I said, I would hate for something like this to smear you moving forward or progressing in.
Absolutely. And let me tell you something. I have absolutely learned my lesson on that. I have absolutely learned my lesson on that, because sometimes it's just not worth it. You know what I mean? I'm freaking human. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm growing. You know what I mean? And I've literally, like, I can't kill myself over it. Like, I made a mistake.
Yeah,
like, it was what it was. I'm moving on.
You
know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Like, but when people try to make me keep going in, that's when I start to get the I don't care attitude. And I think that's even what Cardi B.
That right there is also confirmation that you are winning. Like you said, as soon as you say something that may not be popular with everybody else, look at how quick the other YouTubers cover it. You understand?
This is why I'm not mad at any YouTubers. This is why I'm not mad today, because I realize
they're waiting on it. They're waiting on you.
They're literally waiting on. Like, I have put out music. I have done so many good. I've done interviews, celebrity interviews. First of all, with the small number of, like, out of all the YouTubers in this sector. You know what I mean? I probably had one of the channels with the most celebrities on it and with the smallest numbers. You get what I'm saying? So, and I've done a lot of different interviews, and, you know, people don't ever talk about that stuff. But it's like the minute Armand does something wrong, all my detractors come out and try to, like, nail the coffin in me. Like, so I realized, so I'm not really mad at them, because this is what that's envy, that's jealousy, that's like, that's spite. And that's why I was saying, even before, like when I was saying earlier, like, I understand that what this game is. People are saying I'm deflecting. No, it's bigger than just, okay, I said something, people are doing commentary. I'm looking at the people that's talking about it. I don't personally feel like they even really care about the OG situation. It's more about, yes, let's get that nigga. He's down.
Yep.
Let's get him. Because they already feel like I'm not humble. They feel like I'm arrogant. They want to see me fall. And guess what? I'm not
because
going
you
to.
You are winning. You are winning.
Yeah.
Like,
I know that's what they want.
You are winning. And that's the thing. They're waiting for you to slip up and say anything that might be controversial so they can have a reason to attack you or try to get the masses to attack you. And it's just like I said, it's not even worth it. Just, if it's something like a controversial topic or something, and you feel like I said, it's something that you want to say that you feel like may not be on proper, just don't even say it. Just let the show rock out. Let the callers do that. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying don't sit up here on your platform and not give your opinion. I'm definitely
no, but
that
is a lesson that
I
learned, because
win.
No, and
yeah,
you know what?
We
in this YouTube thing, I'm learning. Like, I'm doing this all by myself. I don't have a mentor that I can go move in and live in a house. They can give me a computer. They can share my platform. They can paint my walls. They can change my drawers. They can do everything for me. Tell me everything. You know, and still not really be hot. But I was able to get a little bit of knowledge and build this on my own. So the trial and error. It's here, like, and you know, dealing with my own self as a person, you know, I have a big personality. So sometimes I may say some shit that be like, oh, that's offensive. Oh, Armand, you can't say that. You can't say that like that.
But
so
like
now
said,
I'm learning.
like I said, you are human. I forgive you. Like I said, I was a little upset about it. But like I said, you live and you learn. I feel like you learned your lesson. And you just move past it. The people that don't want to forgive you or have something to say, that's on them. You cleared your conscience. Like I said, you have people out here that support you and love you, that want to see you elevate your platform, and we here supporting you.
Thank you. And I'm glad that you were able to see actually what's going on, because that's where I was. I was like, you know what? I ain't even really mad today, because I'm like, hold on. These is all a bunch of demons coming after me. It's like they're having a party. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
But that gives me confirmation, like, damn, y'all niggas love it. That means I must be really, I'm really
thing.
That nigga. Yeah,
yep,
so shout out to the, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, bye. And let me tell you something. I want to shout out to all my supporters and everybody. Like I said, this right here. I'm gonna leave that on that right here. Like, since I just talked to that guy, I just got it in my spirit. I literally, for those people that I offended, I literally from the bottom of my heart, I apologize to you all. I swear to God, I do. You get what I mean? I definitely did not mean it in that way. I did not do the adequate research, so I just flipped off and said something. Okay, that's it. Like I don't know what else you want from me. That's what I did. But then when I went back and I watched it, I still kind of felt like OG contributed to a lot of some of the mess, and I have to stand by it. So I want to move on from that, though. Cardi B, I think that she should just go ahead and apologize as well. Just do a literal, listen, I apologize, so that we can actually start to like her, focus on the music, talk about the music, because it makes it, like I told her, it makes it harder for the blogs like me that, you know, I'm not necessarily, you know, a Cardi fan. I'm Nicki all day. However, I'm here to at least give you credit when credit is due. But when I'm trying to give you credit on the music, when I have people call in, they only want to talk about the BS. So it's like, if you really want people to really focus on the music and not the shenanigans, I think it's important to stop pulling these stunts. And then when you do, just take ownership in it. All right, let's take one more. 347-1964. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. A mistake is a mistake. You made it. Move on. You apologized. You said your piece. I would have shouted out OG, apologized to her on air. If she would have liked the call in, you could have done it on, you know, and just move on. Don't let nobody knock you for making a mistake. Life don't come with a goddamn manual. We all make mistakes. Whether it's a large platform, whether it's a, you know, you made a mistake. Plenty of people, Wendy Williams, everybody talk about people. You have a freaking opinion. Oh, excuse me. You have an opinion like everybody else. We all got opinions. But, yeah, I think that, you know, unbiased, like if you thriving to do something and stuff like that, unbiasedness go a long way because, you know, dark-skinned girls do get offended with those roach comments. We get offended. Dark-skinned women on the whole, we've dealt with colorism our whole life. Amara Negro, whatever her name, came out. These Spanish people are trying to take over this whole colorist, hip-hop, everything. Black people got to understand, it is a bigger agenda out here. They just took down all those blood guys and stuff like that. They are taking our men off the street to weaken us. They are letting white folks arm themselves up, moving right along. They're allowing Cardi B and these Hispanics to take over our culture, letting 6ix9ine infiltrate himself within our culture, and CEO Chris and all this stuff. Black people better wake up. We are under attack. We are under attack. Tasha K, whoever, she always clowning people. She always making, you know, so people can't, you know, and don't dwell on them. Don't give her, you know, your platform. Then people won't want to Google and see who the hell she is. And she's a rhino. She's a rhino. And, I'm not going to get into that. I want to talk about this Cardi B.
Yeah.
She's been saying disrespectful things. She's been saying offensive things. You know what I'm saying? And I noticed, you know, I grew up with Hispanics because I went to Catholic school and stuff. And they always, the Dominicans, my nigga this, my nigga that. The Puerto Ricans. You know what I'm saying, my nigga? You know what I'm saying, my nigga? And no, y'all not allowed to say nigga. You guys clearly don't believe that you're black. So you
right.
shouldn't use a word that we use, even an expression, no matter how we use it, you know, because if we go around saying, you know what I'm saying, my spick, you know what I'm saying, my spick.
Oh, no, we can't. Brian.
Feel offended, okay? Or you know what I'm saying, my cracker or my honky, how are you going to feel? Because that's what I'm going to start saying because I'm getting sick of it. You know what I'm saying? We say our stuff and our thing. We can't have nothing for us. We can't, and as soon as we get somewhere, we got to tear each other down. We got to, you know, Tasha K trying to pull you down and stuff like that. Why? Why? It's enough
yeah.
out here for everybody.
It's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all letting Fat Joe talk about stuff that has hip-hop this and hip-hop. Remy Ma, she, come on. For a woman that has such an intellectual black man, such as Tabu, he needs to really school her, get her off the TV, because she really getting on my nerves. I don't know if she say shit for people's shock of what she's saying, you know, or, you know,
yeah.
I don't know what's really going on, but black people, we need to wake up. It's a bigger agenda. It's all about dividing and conquering. They've been doing it. If you don't watch history, it shall repeat itself. Let's get it
all right.
together.
Thank you, caller.
Okay?
Thank you.
Armand.
Thanks for the support. Bye. All right. Yeah, you all. So we're going to, I want to say shout out to Thomas B. Every African does not look like OG. OG constantly disassociates herself from black Americans. She's using black Americans' historic struggles for sympathy. All right. So that's that on that. We're going to get up out of here, though, now. Let me do one more. Okay. 7899. Hello? 7899.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
Yes.
I
Good.
Support you.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I did not get offended. I mean, I'm an African American woman, you probably see it in my profile picture. But to be honest, I think that there is this fake, and I'm gonna keep it 100. There's this fake wokeness that we're all rallying, well, some of us were rallying for OG because of the issues that she's having on the show. I don't think it's coming from a genuine place that these some of the women are portraying to, you know, to be in support of her, to be in support of her. So I'm not up for the fake wokeness. I forgive you. Let's move on. Let's get past that. I just wanted to let you know that I do support you.
All right. Thank you, caller. All right. Yeah, because I don't want to lose this moment about Cardi B. So I definitely see that we're going to this other spot space. But I want to dead that on that. And I just want to address that situation. And I just want you guys to be cognizant of these people that's out here trying to put batteries in your all's back to sabotage me for their own greater gain. For some shit behind the scenes, okay? So just don't be influenced and be manipulated. That's all I'm saying, people. Make your decision, but let your decision be made because of you. Don't let somebody that's now trying to jump on a bandwagon try to convince you of a decision that needs to be made. That's all. All right? Shout out to Jocelyn Smith. We're going to end that right there.